Welcome to the June 26th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from searchserververtualization.com. I'm site editor Colin Steele. Red Hat is making a move in the market with its upcoming Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Suite. The suite is based on the open-source kernel-based virtual machine, or KVM. That's a significant shift for Red Hat, whose previous hypervisors have been based on Xen. Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization is now out in private beta, and the Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5.4 operating system will include KVM for free when it is released later this year. On the phone now to talk about Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization is Naveen Thadani, Senior Director of Red Hat's virtualization business. Thanks for your time, Naveen.
Sure.
With Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization, why are you focusing on KVM instead of Xen, which you have traditionally supported?
This is a technology evolution. We look at KVM as the next generation virtualization technology, which really, if you look at it, has a lot of architectural advantages compared to the previous generations of virtualization and other solutions that might exist in the market. If you look at the architecture of KVM, it's really been included in the Linux kernel, which allows a lot of the features of Linux to be leveraged in the case of a virtualized deployment or a virtualized architecture. So, for example, because KVM is a part of the Linux kernel, we get the latest scheduler, we take advantage of the latest memory management systems, and the entire hardware support infrastructure that's been built for Linux, the entire ecosystem that's been built for Linux, is really something that we can leverage even in the virtualized domain as a result of the KVM architecture and KVM being a part of the Linux kernel. So clearly it's the way forward, and it's the architecture of the future from a virtualization perspective. So a lot of what Red Hat is doing in virtualization is focused on KVM going forward. But I do want to take this opportunity to also point out that our Xen customers need not be concerned. We are absolutely going to support Xen throughout the lifecycle of RHEL 5. And we want to make sure that we provide all the tools and services that are required for our Xen customers to start migrating towards KVM whenever they're ready. And in the meantime, we're going to fully support their Xen deployments as well. So it's important to really understand that although we're focused on KVM, we are still fully backing and supporting our Xen customers as well.
Are you going to include Xen in future RHEL releases or just KVM going forward?
That is something that we have not announced at this point. Whether Xen is going to be included in Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6 or not is something that will be disclosed when we announce the full roadmap for Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6.
What are some other new features in Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization that potential customers of yours should pay attention to?
If you remember the announcement from February, which was our overall strategy announcement in the virtualization space and what we're trying to do with Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization, it really includes four different components. And each one of them has new features and new functionality that we expect is going to significantly benefit our wide customer base. Now, the first product in the portfolio is really the Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Manager for Servers, which is a full virtual server management system. And that includes things like high availability, you know, live migration, you have a system scheduler, power saver, storage management, and all the kinds of features and functionality that enterprises have come to expect off of, you know, the leading server virtualization vendors. That's something that they will find in Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Manager for Servers. Similarly, we also have a Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Manager for Desktops, which includes a full VDI management stack, and that includes our SPICE remote rendering technology, which allows a user experience that's indistinguishable from that of a physical PC. So those really are the two management systems, if you will, in Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization. And then from a hypervisor standpoint, we've got the standalone hypervisor called Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization Hypervisor, which again is a new product from Red Hat. It's a small form factor hypervisor that's based on the trusted RHEL 5 kernel, and it includes KVM technology, of course. And then lastly, it's Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5.4 itself, which will feature KVM for the first time in the Red Hat Enterprise Linux distribution. So those are the four facets of Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization, each one of them bringing a new set of capabilities and a robust server virtualization infrastructure for our customers.
And finally, how will your new offerings help Red Hat compete with VMware, Microsoft, Citrix, and some of the other bigger players in the virtualization market?
That's a good question. If you really look at what's going on in the server virtualization market right now, although virtualization is very popular in the enterprise data center, our enterprises have reported only about 10 to 20% of their servers being virtualized. And it really depends on which enterprise you talk to. Of course, adoption levels vary from customer to customer. But on average, you'll see about 10 to 20% of the servers being virtualized. And our customers are telling us that this is because of some of the barriers that are really preventing pervasive adoption of virtualization around the areas of performance and scalability of systems in a virtualized infrastructure, around security, around cost, and really also the ecosystem supporting the existing generations of virtualization. So some of these barriers are really what is preventing pervasive adoption of virtualization. And with Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization, we're looking to address every single one of these areas and provide a unique solution to the market that's going to, we believe, allow virtualization to get to the next level with some of the work that we're doing in Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization. And it's also pretty clear to us that the industry is looking for a viable or a credible open source alternative. And if you look at the operating system market, you know, the tremendous success of Linux in the enterprise data center is an interesting proof point. If you look at the web server market, where you see open source Apache and Tomcat, which power roughly around 50% of the world's web servers in terms of web infrastructure, that is open source as well. If you look at the app server market, about 30% of the middleware users report using JBoss. So the industry is looking for Red Hat to really bring this traditional open source advantage of the highest performance, the most scalable solutions at the most optimal cost point. And that's what they expect us to do, even in the case of Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization. And that's why there's a tremendous interest in our beta program, which has been oversubscribed from the time that we released it.
Naveen Thadani from Red Hat, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.